How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Christy Williams. Do you ever fear at all, though? Do you ever have any sort of fear for your safety or anything with the sheer power that these things seem to have? I mean, ripping a mannequin off of the brick base, moving furniture, things of that nature. Have you ever had any moments where you're like, okay, maybe this is, you know, this is kind of getting a little bit much?
I think maybe in the beginning I did, you know, I was kind of worried. I mean, there's some things that I have recorded from that building that I don't really think other people have ever had the ability to capture on film, you know, and just the, it's not like, oh, well, maybe I see something or maybe I heard something. It's some pretty blatant stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I think in the beginning I kind of felt that way. But at this point, I feel like, you know, they just kind of, they're used to me and they're used to my business partners. I mean, we spend a lot of time there. We work on the building. We're not trying to tear it down. We're not, you know, it's kind of funny because before any group comes in, before any event that I do or that I let in there, I will say, all right, guys, this is how we keep your building. We have a lot of repairs to make. So if you're going to keep it, you better entertain. I do this every time and it's I don't know if they're listening to me or if they're just doing their normal thing, but we have yet to have anybody come in there and say nothing happened. They do. Sometimes they do. They'll come in and they'll leave and oh, nothing really happened. And then the next morning they're like, oh, wait. And they'll send us a whole list of everything that actually happened.
Wow.
And so it's kind of funny. Like, I don't know if they just aren't really thinking about it or who knows. It's the strangest thing. That doesn't happen a lot. I've had people come in there who have been, you know, to some of the most haunted locations in the United States. I had someone, a friend of mine who actually went to Waverly Hills with us. He stayed there for a weekend and said it was the most haunted place he's ever been in. So I'm liking that. They can keep saying that. So
did you see
it can get intense in there.
Did you see an increase in the activity there when you started putting oddities and haunted objects into the building?
Yeah, it's definitely getting more and more active. And the thing is, you know, people ask us, like, I guess the point is we're not looking for haunted objects. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about haunted objects. It was about initially we started because the three of us are all oddities collectors in a sense. And so we all just had some at home. And so we were kind of like, well, let's put it on display. And then I said, you know, most of my oddities are pieces of things from other haunted locations. Like, let's bring them in there. It's just kind of a cool thing for people to see. Mm-hmm. You know, we now have like I have tiles from the floor from Goldfield Hotel, you know, and I'm going to just say this outright. None of this is ever like, we don't steal anything from any location. We either buy things from the locations and a lot of times locations give them to us. Mm-hmm. But you know, I want to make sure everybody knows that we would never steal from anyone. Just because a lot of people do that kind of thing and it's very wrong.
Sure.
That's my disclaimer. but that's kind of how it started was with, you know, Jeremy has the blueprints for Waverly Hills. So they're hanging on the walls and we have the vest from one of the life vests from the Queen Mary. So just things like that, that we just had. Mm-hmm. And then it started growing and then people started calling and I have this rocking chair that rocks on its own and my wife died in it. So I don't want to destroy it. Will you take it? Okay. Haunted dolls. And that's just what's, it's just been growing and growing and growing. And of course, we're always finding weird things. We have African death masks and human bones. And, you know, somebody actually just gave me one of Marie Laveau's voodoo dolls. So that will be on display fairly soon. So,
wow. How, when you have, you know, guests and such come in there, how do you, you know, protect not only yourself, but your guests from the risks that are associated with being in such a haunted location? Is there any kind of ground rules that you set for people when they come in? So they're not doing, you know, non-best practices that are going to, you know, stir things up in a way you don't want them stirred up?
Yeah, well, we definitely don't allow Ouija boards in there. And I mean, I have my own opinion of Ouija boards. I think they've become more of a, you know, they've just been given a bad name, but I don't really think they're that dangerous, but we don't want, you know, people who are going to sacrifice themselves on a Ouija board or something, you know? Yeah. So we kind of there are some rules like that. Like, you know, you can't, obviously there's no open flames. There's no, you know, Ouija boards. We have a whole, what do you call it? A waiver that you sign, mm-hmm. That there's certain things you can and cannot do. But also in the waiver, it says, hey, if you are here and you do something stupid and you get possessed, that's on you. You can't sue us for it. you know, things like that.
I'd love to see what the legal word, what the legal wording is for that paragraph.
I'll send you a copy of the contract. Actually, it's kind of crazy because the contract itself, because we are, I mean, we're a legal business. We are an LLC. We do have insurance, you know, so we've protected ourselves quite well. And one of the things the lawyer said is that we do need to have a waiver. They did look over our waiver. They said that it was really good. It's unfortunately a 3-page waiver, but it was actually taken partly from when you go into Zach Beggin's museum, part of his waiver, mm-hmm. and then the Washoe Club. And so they kind of worded some things really good. And, you know, because we actually went to a lot of different places and read their waivers and took bits and pieces and said, we definitely need this. Maybe we don't need that. And so when the lawyers read it, they were just kind of like, wow, yeah, this works great. So and then with addition to that, you have to put signs up like, you know, because we don't allow people to profit off of photos and videos and things unless we have an agreement with them or whatever. I mean, they can do whatever they want. Yeah. But of course, if they start really profiting, they have to have an agreement with us. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that kind of goes into it. It's run like a business. Mm-hmm. It's the weirdest. What do you do for a living? I own a haunted museum.
Yeah. Who would have thought that one could change or turn childhood interests from unsolved mysteries into a livelihood? You know, I've done the same thing with podcasts and talking about ghost stories. Some things that I never would have contemplated back in the days of watching Robert Stack. tell me about the history of the haunted clown puppet Peace Bottom. What is the backstory on that, and how did it come into your possession?
So we have We have several, we call them our craft dealers, all over the country, that they're a lot of oddities retail, you know, a lot of people who buy and sell oddities. And every now and then, God, we have probably one in probably like 15 to 20 states by now. But whenever they get something in that they think would fit well, or I don't know, oddities are kind of strange because I think there's a couple of, you know, dealers who are just like, they'll get an item in and they just feel like it belongs to us. Mm-hmm. And so my partner Polson, he's really good at that. He does a lot of that. He finds a lot of the cool stuff. But if they feel like it's a good fit for one of us, they will call and say, hey, we just got this item in. Peace Bottom, however, is kind of a strange one because the guy who had him, he actually owns it's a Voodoo's Odd Shop in Omaha. We buy a lot of stuff from him, so I got to give him some props here. But he managed to get Peace Bottom, and the guy who owned Peace Bottom wanted him to sell him for quite a bit of money. And the owner of the Voodoo Odd Shop was like, I'll put them on display, but I'm not selling them for that much money. And in the process of all of this, myself and both my business partners were trying to get Peace Bottom. It was just kind of one of those things where we all just knew we had to have them, but none of us knew the other ones were trying to buy Peace Bottom. So then finally the guy lowers his price, whatever. And we find out that Peace Bottom's been sold. And we were all kind of disappointed. And then Jeremy goes, yeah, too bad I'm the one who bought them. And we were like, what?
Yeah.
And so we finally realized we were literally the three people, you know, the main three people trying to get them. So I think he was going to end up with us regardless. So the story of Peace Bottom, he was this little puppet made by elderly women in the German concentration camps in Germany in the 1940 something. Mm-hmm. And so there was the story. It's kind of, there was an aunt that was going to the birthday party of her nephew, and she was last minute gift shopping and saw this puppet and said, okay, that's what I'll get. On her way to the party, she gets in a really bad car accident, and ends up in a coma for 2 years. And if I'm remembering right, it was 2 years later, she finally gave this puppet to her nephew. Well, the nephew had the puppet, and he started just having a lot of issues, a lot of problems. Well, the parents then started to relate the issues and the problems to the puppet, and they started noticing there was a lot of weird, strange things happening. And they tried to take the puppet away from the kid. And that's when like crazy stuff, like people started dying. And the story is basically that this puppet has the ability to possess children and cause them to do all kinds of, you know, really bad things as far as killing other people and possessing other people and just things like that. So you're not supposed to look into his eyes too long. And any owner who has him will come under a lot of fire, you know, just have a lot of bad luck, a lot of bad things happen. Mm-hmm. So far, Jeremy's been doing all right. So that's
that's a positive.
That's the good news. Yes. But when we got him, he was in a wooden box with chicken wire, you know, around. So you can see in there, and this is a wooden frame with chicken wire. And then he has chains around him. There's a cross hanging inside and a coin. And the coin was said to be a peace offering from the last owner. And so since then we've put him into a glass display case because we just keep everything locked up because people steal things. And so now he's locked up. And so when we got the EVP that we got from him last time, when we said, you know, we asked him, you know, do you like being in there or whatever? And his response was, I'm stuck in this box. And it's just clear as day as that. And the other one that we actually got from that night, because if you research Peace Bottom, what you get is like Midsummer's Night Dream. And it talks about peach blossom. And so we were having that conversation like, oh, it's saying peach blossom. And you just hear this little voice come on, go, I'm not the blossom.
Really?
Yeah. And we're just like, wow, that's insane. I feel like he's been turning. like he's starting to turn to look another direction. I was like, I think we need to go back and look at some pictures and see if he really is turning or maybe if it's our imagination. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people say that he's starting to turn to look the other direction. So I don't know.
Knowing what you know about Peace Bottom and the stories that are associated with him, was there any hesitation in trying to get this haunted doll into your possession? I mean, all three of you trying to buy this thing at the same time. Is it, I mean, I get it. I get, you know, the excitement, the fascination, this would be perfect for your museum. But did you feel any risk? Was there any, you know, fear involved in getting your hands on this thing? Or were you willing to take on whatever may come along with such a thing?
I think I'm a bit more the brave one out of the three. And so, of course, I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'll take a nap with them. Jeremy and Poulsen, you know, Jeremy had brought it down to the building and I wasn't there. So it was him and Poulsen at first. And Poulsen messaged me and he said, that's one thing I'm never messing with. Like, I'm not going to make fun of it, because Poulsen likes to aggravate things sometimes. It's just his personality and we have to sometimes bring him back. And so they were just like, yeah, we're not messing with it. We're just going to put it there. We're going to tell people to be nice. Like, this is not something you want to mess with. I mean, he kind of gives off a creepy vibe, but I'm just like, yeah, I'll take a nap with him. So they they did leave it out for me for like the first weekend. And I'm just like, he's really cool. Like, I have no fear when it comes to stuff like that. I'm not really sure why. I just don't. People are always warning me, hey, you're going to get possessed. And I just like, I raised four kids by myself. I can handle anything. yeah, he doesn't creep me out, but he definitely creeps out Poulsen and he definitely creeps out Jeremy. But they still love him just as much. I mean, we all do. He's just the coolest thing. And the building itself, the front door has a deadbolt lock on it that didn't work. It's been painted shut. Like I had to rig it so I could lock myself in at night for fear of people breaking in there. Mm-hmm. But Poulsen came down there. It was like a week after we had Peace Bottom and couldn't get in the building because this deadbolt that never worked was now deadbolted shut. And I am the first one to say, I didn't even believe him. I was like, no way. There's mm-hmm. no way that thing is working. You are so full of it, blah, blah, blah. And so the first time I went back down there and I was like, I had to try it myself. And I was like, no way.
Wow.
Couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. I mean, that was, and we related to Peace Bottom. So
have you ever, when you have those objects and you take a nap with the haunted doll or just any interactions with it, do you have any repercussions from it? Do you feel anything from the doll, or could it just be as impact on you just the same as if you bought a teddy bear at Target, where it doesn't seem to affect you in any way, shape, or form? And is that why you have kind of the confidence that you do about it? Because those things don't seem to affect you the way that maybe it affects other people.
I don't think it affects me how it affects other people. Like, I can definitely, you know, feel there's something there. And I know, like, the EVPs we've caught and the activity we've caught on camera, and there's all this evidence and proof and things that happen. I just don't think anything's going to hurt me. And I mean, I've been doing this for, you know, almost 6 years, and now the solo investigations, I've done them at the Stevenson building, you know, completely by myself, you know, and I feel like I'm just protected. And mm-hmm. so things will, I don't think, ever go too far. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, and I have video of this too, because I would just wake up in the morning and hit record the building itself. You know, sleeping there, I think it would try to, you know, one of the first things that, you know, happen a lot of times is they interrupt your sleep, mm-hmm. Because that can cause mood swings and whatever. And it's a way of, you know, getting to people. And so what would happen is whenever the building decides I'm done sleeping, I would be woken up by the sounds of, you know, furniture moving, the mannequin getting thrown, the door opening, you know, walking upstairs, to the point the walking and the movement that goes on upstairs has been so obnoxious to the point where we've gone upstairs with our gun drawn, thinking there's people who have broken in and there's never anybody there. You can hear people having conversations. There's nobody there. So, I mean, it just, it will, I think, sometimes try to just get me to not sleep or to aggravate me or something, but I don't live there. Mm-hmm. And if it gets to that point, I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to leave now.
Yeah. Like,
you want to be left alone? Fine. And I think that's a lot of why I'm not so worried, because they have boundaries. Mm-hmm. And if they want to show me their boundaries and I respect them, then it's fine. You know, so.
You almost have like a very, like a kind of an unsaid understanding, it seems, kind of with that world, that you respect them and they respect you, and it hasn't gone, you know, to any sort of length where it you know, has changed that opinion for you. What has made you decide to investigate by yourself? Because obviously, I'm sure you've heard it from 1,000 people of, well, that's a bad idea. You want to have somebody there, this or that. Do you feel you get better results with that method? What kind of drove you to attempt that and go in that direction?
There's kind of a lot of things that went into that. And I will put out there that even though I'm in the building alone and I'm doing it alone, I always have somebody outside in a car, or, you know, basically I have someone guarding the perimeter, because people know where I'm at. And I mean, that can be dangerous. It's advertised. So for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, a month, people know where and when I'm going to be in a certain place. So I always make sure that I have somebody, you know, outside guarding the place. Okay. And, you know, just keeping an eye so no one's breaking in.
Sure.
But the reason that I started really doing it is because I just started feeling like it's really difficult for me, you know, because like I said, I get very skeptical of evidence. Like, mm-hmm. What could that be? Could that be something else? Can I explain it away? If I remove other people from the situation, it can't be other people. So that was kind of the start of it. Like, I don't want that interference. I want to know that if I hear a footstep upstairs, there's no way there's anybody up there. There's no question. There's absolutely no question. If something gets thrown and I'm the only person in there, there's no question. And then I started thinking, well, if I do a live feed, everybody can see where I'm at, what I'm doing. One of the first ones that I did was at the Squirrel Cage Jail, and there's an apartment upstairs where the warden used to live. And new people that were never really into the paranormal started watching me do these solo investigations. And that was one of those nights. And so I went to the top floor and they saw me go in. They saw me shut the door. Then I walked around to the back of the apartment, sat down, and people kept saying, what is all that noise? And we all kept hearing all this noise up front. So I said, well, let's go check it out. I go up there and the door is wide open. And so it really gets rid of a lot of doubt, especially because you're live. I can't fake that, mm-hmm. You know, and there's no interference. I also feel like being alone, I can concentrate more. I can hear better. I can understand better. It's also, I think, less alarming to whatever spirits might be there. Like when you have 3 or 4 people and someone's walking around going, oh my God, you know, mm-hmm. They're probably like, who is this nut job?
Sure.
You know, it's basically based on, you can have a deeper conversation alone with somebody one-on-one than you can have a conversation with 1 on 10. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's making it more personal. It opens yourself up more. And then I think, you know, one of the things I've always been based on since day one is no BS. You know, if something happened, it happened. If it didn't happen, it didn't happen. I want people to believe what I'm saying. And I think this is the best way to show that. And I've gained a lot of trust from a lot of people. And that's the whole point of the paranormal field, to prove that it's there. You can't do that if you're being fake. And so I just want to make sure people know that I'm telling the truth.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Christy Williams. A big thank you to her for joining us on the program and sharing her experiences with us. And a thank you to you for supporting the program and keeping us on the air. We could not do it without you. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.